This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. BC Ferries hosted a drop-in meeting with community members at Manson's Hall on Cortez Island.
Some of the updates that locals found out about at the meeting include plans to reconstruct the ferry terminals, both at Harriet Bay and Whaletown. Also, there is an extra ferry sailing planned for the summer that will be tested later this February. And a BC Ferries app for mobile devices is under construction and due for a soft release sometime this spring. I caught up with Leona Jensen. A local on Cortez has been utilizing the ferry system since the 1970s, as she's lived on various Gulf Islands as well as Powell River.
How did that experience go, talking with the BC Ferries representatives?
I'm glad I came, and I found the representative that I talked to was quite open to ideas and giving support for us.
Were there any ideas or comments that you heard while you were in the meeting that you were excited about, or any ideas that you brought?
I'm really excited, but I didn't know that they were thinking of putting on an extra round trip during the summer, and they're going to start to test that maybe even in February. And then eventually, that's probably a long time, they'll plan to replace it, Tai Chi, or the Quadra Queen, whichever one we have. Hopefully we'd get a hybrid ferry. That would be a good thing. Because my main concern is carbon dioxide use and how to limit that. And I got some ideas from just listening to other people too. One thing is if we could have a reservation system, then we could save a lot of gas of cars driving back and forth, saving places in the line. And I don't know exactly how that would work, but I think there's a way that it could be done. And hopefully people will be able to get reservations if they have limited internet service, et cetera, et cetera. But I think you can, because you would be doing that ahead of time and you could plan for it.
Now, that's interesting you bring up the reservation systems, because one of the things I learned while I was in that meeting was that there is actually a mobile app under development right now for BC Ferries. I'm presuming can be used for hopefully making reservations one day, but also I understand that they're going to have the schedule delays and changes updated on that. Is that something that you would use?
I'm not sure. I don't use apps generally. I just use the phone. That's it. Camera. I don't have apps.
Good to know. So does that mean that you currently don't use Twitter to get your BC Ferries updates?
No, I don't use Twitter.
How do you get your BC Ferries updates? Something's delayed. How do you figure that out?
I just go there and find out, actually.
So what would be the easiest way, like if you ideally were able to access some type of media, what would be the easiest type of media for you to access in order to find out about schedule changes, delays, cancellation?
I use internet mostly. I use email for most of my communication. And you can get on a list and they send you all the delays. But apparently there's a lot of them and your email gets crowded with them.
Any other takeaways from this experience? Have you tried the online community page that you're allowed to engage with BC Ferries
now?
No,
I haven't tried that, no.
Okay, but you're aware of it?
No.
Okay, so there's apparently a community page. It's an ongoing page that you can reach out to BC Ferries reps and will be responding.
Another thing, I'm talking to the ferry representatives, is that I'm hopeful that we will get a priority loading for residents on commuter runs in the morning and the evening. A representative from BC Ferries here says he couldn't believe we didn't have that.
Cool.
So that's one thing that I think would be important, so you could get to your appointments and back.
The Cortez Island community page for BC Ferries is up and running. You can visit the website at bcferriesprojects.ca/Cortez-Island. At this page, there are direct contacts for engagement, as well as a forum for open discussion around comments and suggestions for this local route. For more information, you can also contact engagement@bcferries.com.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative,
the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.